This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Two powerful women in Congress are making a push for more stringent oil industry safety standards on the Central Coast. KCBX reporter Lisa Osborne was with Senator Barbara Boxer and Representative Lois Capps Tuesday at Refugio Beach, the site of last May's large oil spill.
While there were no obvious signs of damage on the sand or in the water, both lawmakers say a lot more needs to be done to prevent similar events from happening in the future. Senator Boxer calls the economic and ecological disaster a wake-up call.
The jobs depend on a pristine coast.
Both lawmakers blame the federal agency that oversees the nation's pipeline network for the severity of this spill. Representative Capps says even though the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or PHMSA's, investigation is not yet complete, it's already clear that lax federal safety standards did play a big role. She said similar pipelines in Santa Barbara County, which fall under the watch of state and county regulators, have automatic shutoff valves, which the broken line lacked. Captain Jennifer Williams with the U.S. Coast Guard offered an update on the cleanup progress, which is now at over 90%.
As of today, 92.7% have met cleanup endpoints, and 0.6% of the area is still undergoing active cleanup, meaning they're actually out there.
For KCBX News, I'm Lisa Osborne.